I am rolling.
Fratelloni's Hardware and Garden Stores brings you Garage Logic Podcast number 1251, Feb 22, 2024. 59 degrees on this day in 2017, and 22 below on this day in 1873.
Hail the flashlight, King!
Hail you!
And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic with Chris Reavers manning Technology Corner, Kenny Olson from the Krabby Coffee Shop, John Height in the newsroom, and of course, the rookie. Here is your flashlight king, fireworks commissioner, and the keeper of common sense, your mayor, Joe Soucheray.
Let's see if I can find it here. I meant to look this up prior to the start of the show. It was written on my notes, and then I put my notes in the wrong spot. Maybe you guys can help me. It's the story of a bearded male calling himself a female, playing in a high school basketball game.
Yeah, I saw.
And he literally, no, I'm sorry, Kenny. He demolished one of the opponents.
Injured three different players from the other team.
And it just got me thinking, and I'm not finding it right now. Maybe you guys can find it.
I'll have it in just a second.
And it got me thinking, yeah, there's a reckoning coming, people. We can't live like this. You can't live pretending this 6 foot bearded freak is a female.
Our gal Riley Gaines was all over this story over the weekend.
It's just and the girls on the other team were getting hurt, physically slammed. The
trans identified male player for Kip Academy in Massachusetts injured three girls before halftime, causing Lowell Collegiate Charter School to forfeit.
That's right. They had to end the game because they were trying to preserve their team for the upcoming playoffs.
Here's the best part of her tweet that I saw. This is on February 19th. A man hitting a woman used to be called domestic abuse. Now it's called brave. Right. Who watches this and actually think it's compassionate, kind, and inclusive?
It's
perfectly stated.
Where were the parents? How come they didn't rush out and beat the shit out of this dumbass?
You're right. I would have.
Mm-hmm. Give me a break.
A big reckoning is coming. You can't live life like this, pretending this freak is a girl, letting him play on the girls' team, and in the meantime, he's physically destroying the other team.
Kenny, most of the comments echoed exactly what you just said, including one that said every dad that watched their daughters play against this dude is a coward.
What happened to the feminists of the world? The women that fought for women's rights, the men that fought for women's rights. Why are we sitting by and letting this happen? Did we just give up on women?
I can tell you. You know what it is? People are fearful of the backlash.
Who cares what the backlash is? Screw the backlash.
I agree with you.
Couldn't care less.
I agree with all of you. But that's exactly why people were probably afraid to speak up.
A great reckoning is coming, and this is one of the million reasons that there's a reckoning coming. How can you? You can't send your daughter off to high school, and she's going to play on the girls' basketball team, and fear for her life if she plays some 6 foot tall bearded freak from the other school.
I'd be in jail. I would be in jail because I would have gone out there and taken care of this.
It's an outrage. It's evil. It's sick. It's a part of the great reckoning.
This is outrage.
Now, Rook, yesterday, you said something we should have looked up on the spot. We didn't. That's just as much my fault as anyone's. But you were wondering offhandedly, what do school board members make in Minneapolis? What's their salary?
Right.
And it was based, the context was we were talking about the avowed Marxist, what's her name? Callahan? Greta Callahan,
yes.
Who wants to run for a school board seat. She's the president of the Minneapolis Teachers Federation and a kindergarten teacher, and among her quotes when she was leading a strike march last year was, "We are out to get capitalism," or words to that effect. And my paraphrasing is very much on the mark. So she's admitted that she's wishes to undo capitalism, and we were wondering where she wants to run for a school board seat. So I looked it up. It's quite amazing. As of Feb 13... 2024,
okay.
That's just a week ago. Could have gone up by now. As of Feb 13 last week, the average annual pay for a school board member in Minneapolis is what? Does anyone have a venture, a guess?
It's got to be 185 at least.
I did look it up, so I know.
It's $98,105 a year.
Half that.
Yeah. That's $47.17 an hour. That's $1,886 a week or $8,175 a month.
Time out, though. It's not. The hourly rate would be way higher because they are not working 40 hours a week.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's right.
So now you start putting two and two together. Why would Callahan, who presumably gets paid as the union leader and gets paid as a kindergarten teacher, I think the anti-capitalist wants this gig to make more money while she's an anti-capitalist. Right?
I mean, yeah, how can you argue with that?
She would be taking a big bump over being a kindergarten teacher. I don't think kindergarten teachers yet. They will shortly.
Right.
But I don't think they yet make 98 grand a year in Minneapolis. But here's the other problem with that. This quaint notion that a school board position is part-time is silly.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they do for a living.
Right.
And it attracts activists. So activists can fund their activist lifestyle by getting these public gigs, which are paying full-time salaries annually, including the legislature, when you throw in the per diems and all the other BS they get. No wonder none of them work. This is what they do.
Right.
And here's this avowed anti-capitalist who wants to represent District 6 on the mini, and she'll probably get elected, and so she'll jump from whatever she's making now, she'll jump up to damn near 100 grand a year, not counting the benefits.
Wow.
And the summers off and the whole deal, you know. It's a good gig for an anti-capitalist. It really is.
That wants a raise.
It would be interesting to look into the benefits, the health care. Is that paid for? Is that a shared cost, retirement, and et cetera?
Well, Kenny, because I think I can help you.
Health care is very expensive.
Because checked her out.
In the act of looking up, well, what the hell do school board? And it's got to be close or the same in St. Paul, right? Chantil Allen, this fake race baiter, is making a hell of a living being a full-time school board member, has absolutely no idea how to educate a child. None. Public schools in the Twin Cities are done. They're gone. I know there are a few GL teachers out there. I hate to include you in that mix, but you're walking uphill. You're Sisyphus. You're walking uphill every day, and you're being defeated by layers and layers and layers of DEI administration. It's over. So in the act of looking up the school board salaries, I came across the coronation of the newest super. Lisa Sales Adams, a niece, I think, of Sharon Sales Belton.
Yes.
Right? And who we were fond of.
Yes.
It shows you how rapidly things change. You know, Sharon Sales was fun. Oh, okay. She's currently the super of Eastern Carver County Schools, and she has started her Minneapolis job. She started at Feb 5. And she got paid $107,000 to serve in the role as Minneapolis super until the end of June. And then on July 1st, her three-year contract will begin at $266,000 a year. And then she'll receive a $600 monthly allowance for using her personal vehicle. And her salary for year three is set at $276,000. And I'm not begrudging her the money. I guess if you're in the super club, that's why it's a great club. You make a lot of dough and you get your car paid for. And I can only conclude safely, Kenny, that the benefits package is equally as handsome.
Yeah, that makes a different benefit. Benefits. Yep.
I can only conclude it's
a big deal.
As handsome. And so now it's Lisa. It's Lisa Sales. Let me go back to her name. It's Lisa Sales Adams' turn in the super chair. And then she said all of the boilerplate things you're supposed to say about bringing the community together and creating this wonderful situation. No, it's over because you people have become part of an industry that's failed. It's misled. It's gone down the wrong road. And you continue to double down on it rather than start over. And I wish I could just have great faith in Lisa Sales Adams doing that, but I have no evidence that she would. It's just part of the it's part of the industry they're in. It's an industry that's wrecked education with their belief that they're improving it by improving the social construct of the way life is lived in America. And what they're really doing is just they're not educating, they're indoctrinating. And it's a shame. And it's the same with the school board. That's not a part-time job. All of these activists who end up with taxpayers paying them, they have turned these into full-time jobs.
It's not what they were meant to be.
I've never understood on the part of supers that great monthly allowance for vehicles. I've never... She gets just, $600 a month for using her personal vehicle. That's the super club creating these incredibly great perks.
Well, I got to travel, Joe. I got to drive to this school.
Well,
and
she
that
might
school.
Live 3 miles from school or wherever she lives. I have no idea.
You know, that has nothing to do with anything. It's just another great perk.
It's just a great perk.
Yeah, it's like having your own restroom.
You know, and the next super that comes in, That car allowance probably be $800 a month.
Right. They got to update it.
And for $800 a month, hell, you can go buy a new car for less than $800 a month.
Hell yeah.
And have your monthly allowance pay for your new car.
You got to wonder if these benefits weren't as dandy as they are, if they would attract lesser qualified candidates.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean?
I don't count, with no offense to her, I'm talking about her industry, I don't hold out any hope that Lisa Sales Adams is qualified. None. I don't count any. Look at this clown in St. Paul who just got Super of the Year Award.
Gofford?
Yeah, what a joke. What has he accomplished?
Right.
Nothing.
I've noticed no change from when he started to this day in St. Paul.
These people are isolated. You don't see them. They're not a member of the public. They travel in their own circles. They're followed around by factotums with their iPads, and they pretend that they're doing great work. They don't do anything.
Mm.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. And they get paid handsomely to fail.
Kind of sounds like jealousy.
No, not at all. Not at all.
In your long and storied career in negotiating your contract, did you ever look for the old personalized bathroom?
I don't care about that.
Oh, okay.
I don't care about that.
I would do that.
Yeah, me too.
That would be a big deal.
I'd move in.
But just think if you offered some of these benefits to a brand new teacher, new kindergarten teacher, who's just flat broke.
Yeah.
Spent all of their savings and then some on school.
Right.
Finally in the teaching world, they're going to make, what, $30,000, $45,000 a year tops? Can you imagine one of those teachers having a car allowance?
No, I can't. They would love it, wouldn't they?
Well, that's the whole joke behind the campaign promises of fully funding education.
It's never fully funded because they keep raising the bar.
Exactly.
They keep changing the goalposts or whatever that saying is. It's moving. Just, you know, I don't like to talk about education because I'm comfortable with the fact that we've written it off. There's really, what's the pushback? The pushback, I guess, is for parents to figure out a way to afford to take their kids out of these schools and put them in a place where they might actually have a class that has something to do with math, English, literature, history.
Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Reading, writing, and arithmetic. These are places now where you go, they're like gulags. You go and you get proselytized. And yes, there are students who come out of there with great education, because apparently there are advanced placement classes and places where you can apparently hide from the mayhem. and take an actual meaningful course.
Well, actually, that's what the smart kids are doing in high school right now. They're all taking the college courses, so those kids are going to be successful. It's the other drones that are just going to be left behind.
It's saving them money from secondary education, because those classes count towards your secondary education.
And on his own, to conclude today's education segment, Biden has just relieved $1.2 billion of student loans.
Such a joke.
I didn't know that he could do this by himself, but we live in a different time. With today's announcement, we are once again sending a clear message to borrowers who had low balances. If you've been paying for a decade, you've done your part, and you deserve relief, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said in a statement that was tantamount to appealing for your vote. I added that part. And Jordy says, hey, taxpayers, I've been paying on my mortgage for a couple of decades now. I've done my part. Yeah. Are you ready to do yours and cover the rest for me?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's what this is. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But if you look at the...
But you're changing the very structure of Western civilization.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think the number is all that big if you look at the number of people that would qualify for this type of forgiveness.
Well, it's $1.2 billion worth of people.
No, but the number of people itself, it doesn't cover that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
What are the qualifications, it
was,
Chris?
Johnny, did you see? It was. I read it this morning.
153,000 people.
Yeah.
So they'll be canceling debt for borrowers who are enrolled in the SAVE plan, have been in repayment for at least 10 years, and took out $12,000 or less in loans for college.
In how many years?
Ten.
And in 10 years, they haven't paid back $12,000.
And that's my what
Are
I
you
was
kidding.
That's
me?
What I was going to say. How is if you're in that group, well, you're a moron. If
you're not though, because at the age of four, you would know which gender you should be.
That's true.
Yeah. So you ought to be able to figure out a loan when you're 19.
But yeah, I think you guys are missing the larger point that there are people who went to college. And they took out a $12,000 loan. 10 years later, they can't pay it off with their college education, their diploma in their pocket. What does that say about their choices in life, the career that they chose, and everything else? My kid went to like a tech school. He had that thing paid off. I had 2 years out of school. It was paid off. And he was working, and he was making more than a college graduate was making.
If you borrowed $12,000 10 years ago, there's no excuse for it not being paid back.
Well,
you can find that in the couch.
That's 120 months, and that would be $100 a month.
$100 a month would have paid that off.
No, my point is, maybe they're working in their chosen field that they went to school for, but that chosen field pays so low that they really don't have the money when they could have made some different choices. You know, it's the old, what are you going to do, open up a philosophy shop? It's that old line, you know?
It doesn't, I don't care what they're being paid. That's their problem. It doesn't obligate the taxpayers to step in and pay for them.
Yeah, you know, not being clear.
You know wouldn't have approved any of this? North American Banking Company, that's for sure. I'm not going to do the X.
Oh, I thought you were
right now. Perfect time. Right.
You might as well.
Yeah. No.
That's what we call predatory lending.
Well, the old anti-capitalist needs more money to be an anti-capitalist. And you can get that money being a full-time school board member, which must be a hell of a gig. You know this Jen McEwen? She's the Duluth state senator involved in the paint legislation, proposed paint legislation, and what have you. And she's involved in a new one now. She's worried that lead in bullets or shotgun shells would be injurious to health. Apparently, that's not a big deal. Many trap shooting teams have already gone to steal BBs. Is that right, Kenny?
Well, I don't know about trap shooting teams.
The bill's trap for trap shooting.
Well, I don't see why. Somebody who trap shoot for a living, you're going to have to tell me why this is upsetting to you, because all my buddies, we all practice with steel, but we're not in a league or anything.
Well,
you know, the game Ducks Waterfall, we made the switch. It's got to be 30 years now, 30 years ago, that we switched to steel.
She, I only bring this up because she is a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. And she's telegraphing to us that there's not any corner of life that she isn't willing to stick her nose into. And now it's trap shooting, paint, and God knows what else.
Well, I question her motives. I mean, is she doing this because she really, truly cares about...
She's probably a very solid, it would be a very solid guess to bet she's just anti-gun and she's racking her brain to come up with ways to be anti-gun.
That's what it seems
but
like.
She's called a Duluth native. Well, no, she's not. She's from Carbondale, Illinois. But I don't know. I guess the people in Duluth are happy with this. She, in 2020, she challenged incumbent Senator Eric Simonson for the DFL endorsement in District 7 up in the Duluth area. She won endorsement in the primary with 77% of the vote. I have lost touch with who Minnesotans are. They apparently want this. They want socialism.
Hell no.
Because Simonson wasn't left enough.
I guess not.
I just texted a young trap shooter. I'll wait.
Yeah, I'm really curious. Really curious, Reavers. I know we've got a bunch of GLers that either are trap shooters themselves in competition or their kids are. It'd be fun to hear what they have to say about lead shot.
When you hear all this, I wonder if it inspires you to think about moving to higher ground, taking your business elsewhere.
Maybe, where would I go?
Well, you can go to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Okay. Maybe 2024 is the time you're going to think about this. Sioux Falls has available buildings, build-ready sites. Any size company can make more money in the Sioux Falls area. You know why?
Why?
Because the fewer taxes.
Oh.
So fewer taxes results in higher profits. They also can feature short commutes, safer streets, quality of life excellence, productive people, affordable land, reduced red tape, and again, fewer taxes and higher profits. It's time to think about this. I'd hate to see you go. We need you, but I wouldn't blame you in a heartbeat if you took a look at Sioux Falls and decided, you know what, this really makes a lot of sense for my company. And you can learn everything you need to learn at SiouxFallsDevelopment.com. Sioux Falls Development is one word. SiouxFallsDevelopment.com.
You know, the investment game can be awfully tricky, especially in these volatile times. And that's why you need the best and also somebody that you can trust. And that's why I rely on Josh Arnold. We know him as Mr. Money Talk around these parts, and he's here for you. So give him a call today for that free 48-minute, no obligation consultation by dialing 952-925-5608. 952-925-5608. Josh has been at this a long time with a track record of success, and he's here to help you. So give him a call today. No obligation. That's right. No obligation. It's absolutely free. 952-925-5608. And tell them you heard about them here on the Garage Logic Podcast.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Chris Reavers is a paid endorser.
The Earth is not your mother. The Joe Soucheray Show.
Okay, let's think up a scenario here. Let's say you're you're aware of which way the wind is blowing. You have a good idea of what's coming next. And due to a lot of recent acquisitions, you've outgrown your current Liberty Safe. You know what I'm saying here? And you're in the market for a bigger one from Rich at Maple Grove Lock and Safe. Now, as you might already know, the Liberty Safe warranty is pretty amazing. They have a 5-year lock warranty with additional extended warranty options available there. Plus, the safe bodies themselves come with a transferable lifetime warranty, meaning that if you sell or pass down your safe, it's still covered by the original warranty. That's one of the best selling points you can get in the secondary market. That means your safe's going to move quick when it's time for you to sell that so you can upgrade to a bigger Liberty model. The warranty, transferable. Pretty neat deal for us. And when it is time to make that upgrade, You've got to get over to Rich at Maple Grove Lock and Safe. He's our guy in Gumption County. He'll see to it that you go home with the right safe that fits your needs and your budget. And if you're a GLer, be sure you let Rich know, and you'll get even more value for your dollar. Wink, wink. Just more amazing service from Liberty Safes and our guy Rich at Maple Grove Lock and Safe. Stop in, say hi, meet him yourself. He's at 6901 East Fish Lake Road and on the web, maplegrovelockandsafe.com.
Joe, Jacob is a member of the Garage Logic Town Council. He heard your question about lead, and he writes the following. Hello, boys. Between my dad and I, we shot 8 cases of shells on multiple skeet and trap teams, all lead. 100% of the shooting at our club is lead shot. That comes to us from Jacob.
Does he not say, if McEwen gets her way?
That's right.
If he's still listening, write back and tell me why. I want to know, do you like the lead, the takedown power? Is it better for you? Is it cheaper? What is the reason for lead?
Well, what does it take to take down a clay pigeon?
It's all due to the weight of the BB and the spread and everything else. It's complicated mathematical formulas that you and I have no shot at figuring out.
I like a nice BB with my pheasant, you know.
Well, I've put them in the pocket of my coat, eating them. CP was eating them, and she put her BBs in the pocket of my coat.
See, now, if I remember, I don't know if I'm right. I think you can still use lead for pheasant, but I use steel for everything.
As I think about the reckoning, I wonder if this will speed up the reckoning. You'll recall we talked about the mayor of Dalton, Illinois, named Tiffany Henyard.
Yeah.
Who gets away, apparently, with whatever she wants to get away with. Mm-hmm. Including an outrageous salary, almost $300,000 a year. That's more than the governor of Illinois makes. She uses beauty vendors. She uses whatever she wants to do, and she claims if you attack me, it's because you're attacking a black woman in power. So she's playing this card, and I suppose that has a tendency to quiet some people. It shouldn't, because she's full of BS. Well, it turns out. There's a local business owner now in Dalton, Illinois, who said that his business is being punished because he's spoken out against her. He's a U-Haul rental and trucking business owner named Larry Gardner. He went to the FBI out of frustration that the village of Dalton would not renew his business license. He claims he has suffered from harassment, raids on his business, and being shut down by the Dalton police. Gardner believes it's retaliation after he refused to donate to a civic event sponsored by Henyard. Is this what we're facing in our future? There is no counter voice right now in Minnesota. It's all these crackpots. I talked to a couple of FBI agents, and I explained to them what's going on, Gardner said. I gave them all my paperwork to show them what was happening and what was happening in Dalton, and they told me they were investigating and would be in touch with me. He also reportedly claimed that FBI agents he spoke with took his allegations seriously. Gardner is one of 6 individuals who have reportedly spoken to the FBI about Henyard's conduct. I'm looking at pictures of Henyard with Biden. She was cozying up to Biden at a mayor's conference in Washington. Where else can I take you with this? She is claiming that her ethnicity should protect her, apparently, from anything that's reasonable. And she needs to go. And apparently this village has been incapable of getting rid of her. She's the one who came up with the idea, okay, the mayor's salary can be reduced to, you know, $25 a year, except if I'm reelected, then it stays what it is. So she's a real bad character, a real dark character.
Imagine living in a world where you just get to make up the rules as
well,
you go.
But is that where we're headed?
Of course. No, we're there. We're not headed anywhere.
Have you ever read anything about North Korea? That just stinks of North Korea.
Oh, my God, I don't want to think we've reached the level of North Korea.
Well, tell me again, what was the scenario? What didn't he do, and now what is happening to him?
He support one of her public events.
Well, tell me that's not North Korea, Joe. Come on.
Nah, North Korea would have been killed.
Well, okay, all right, I'll give you that, all right. Hung from a telephone pole outside his business, right.
This is the Board of Trustees and I have repeatedly questioned the mayor's office on her use of public funds. Dalton trustee Jason House wrote, "We welcome any investigation that will bring transparency on how taxpayer dollars are being spent. Our residents deserve this level of financial transparency." A public relations firm responding on behalf of the mayor told Fox 32 that she had not been contacted by the FBI. Mayor Tiffany Hanyard in the village of Dalton, it's literally a suburb of, there's literally again, it's a southern suburb of Chicago, essentially.
Okay.
Mayor Tiffany Howard in the village of Dalton have not received any subpoenas and have not been contacted by the FBI or any other law enforcement agency. So she hired a public relations firm. That's another hit to the taxpayers of her village. Hayward and the FBI did not respond to comment from Fox News Digital. She is a curse on these people, 23,000 people in Dalton, Illinois, and she is a curse on them. She's a dreadful sounding human being, and it's a shame. These people are out there working, trying to put food on their family,
right.
Send the kids to school, and this complete raving lunatic just keeps taking their money and using it for whatever she wants. If you stand up to her, your business suffers.
How fun would it be to be included in that meeting with their public... what did you say? Who did she hire?
She hired a public relations firm.
So I'm going to need you people to make me look better without actually making any changes herself to be better.
And the public relations firm was able to come up with is the mayor has not been contacted yet by anybody, including the FBI. That was the public relations. She probably paid them $100,000. Who knows?
Easily.
This is the reckoning's coming. I don't know.
We just took a step closer.
When or how? But your business shouldn't suffer because of who the mayor is, and you didn't, put in your $50 for the chicken pot luck or whatever the hell she's moaning about. What a bunch of BS this is.
I'm sorry, I'm stuck on this. So a public relations person is not the same as a publicist. It's not their job to make her look good. It's their job to just deal with the public so she doesn't have to. Is that what I'm getting?
Well, not only that, but I would contend that it is. They would find it under their purview to make her look good. That's why they got hired.
Much like a publicist. Right, okay. Right, All right.
Kenny Jacob responded. He said, sorry, what was Kenny's question? My live stream cut out right when he started asking.
Well, I guess I know the answer. Lead shot is just better. It travels further. It has more killing power at a longer distance.
Well, okay.
I was just hoping to keep him involved.
Yeah. Now he's going back to story one.
Now we're going back to McEwen.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great health hazard.
Well, it is.
Oh, so this is environment related?
But these are all, we're talking about a closed course, a place that's devoted to shooting traps.
Wait. So this is straight out of the banning plastic bag playbook, right?
Yeah.
Where, what we should do is have bullets that disintegrate and,
softer bullets.
Right. She's fighting the toxic effects of lead ammunition.
Of lead, yeah.
And the president of the Egan-based USA Clay Target League, John Nelson, said youth clay target shooting is not a public health issue.
Here's my policy. I'm going to approach this one just like I approach grass-fed beef and corn-fed beef.
I'm out.
I'm staying out.
I'm out.
I'm not. I'm
Which
not,
one is it?
I'm not picking
Which
a
one
side.
Is better? Let's go.
You be you.
Remember the time we brought that up on the show and people went nuts?
Yeah. Kenny,
we all know it's corn-fed. Anyway.
It's not a political statement, but what do you prefer, Kenny?
I You mean when it comes to steel and lead?
I mean, I'm
a steel guy.
I mean,
but
corn.
I'm not gonna die on the steel hill. Okay,
I meant corn fed or grass-fed.
Oh, corn. Okay. Corn. The guys that eat grass fed beef are insane. They don't know what they're talking about.
Would I know the difference?
Well, see, now you got involved, Kenny. What the hell,
Joe? Seriously? Yes.
Would I know the difference?
Yes.
Well, when I go to Mancini's and have a steak, what am I getting?
You're getting corn fed.
I hope so. Not that I would most know of my the neighbors difference.
Are. Well, it is honestly because on the farm, it's an expense, right? It's expense related. It's cheaper to feed.
Here's the deal.
Wouldn't grass be cheaper?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's not because it's a lot more expensive to be an organic farmer or raise organic cattle.
Oh, I didn't think let's nip this in the bud.
Okay, so when I take Joe to Kitchen and Rail and the strip mall was eating grass or corn.
Well, who's picking up the check?
I'm not.
Okay.
Here's my motivation, guys. One of my buddies, his wife grew up on a farm, and if I say I like grass-fed beef, I'm going to get a kick right to the baby all maker. Right. Oh, so I'm going ouch. Corn-fed.
How often you go?
Speaking of the reckoning, look this guy up, Rook.
Yep.
Representative Mike Freeberg of Golden Valley, DFLer, Freiberg. Mike Freeberg. He's authoring a bill. Remember, it's early in the session, but he's offered a bill for... he's a representative, and he's offered authored House File 3557 that you don't need a residence to vote. You don't need to prove a residence. You
he
don't
represents have to the Golden Valley.
Right. I bet he's an attorney.
Public health attorney.
Oh, public health attorney.
A BA in government, Russian, Georgetown University. JD from William Mitchell College of Law, elected in 2012, sixth term. Married, spouse Lauren with two kids.
Okay. Well, Mike believes that it's unfair to the unhoused. They don't have to demonstrate an address in order to vote.
Boy. And
so they don't need a physical description of their residence.
Man, it's pretty good to be in Minnesota. Then let's see. You don't need an ID.
No.
You don't need to have a house. You don't have to have residence. Man, it's almost like they want to make everybody be able to vote
more than twice.
So you could just go from polling place to polling place with a brand new name and address at each place and get in as many votes as you want,
that's
right?
That's all that this is.
He believes people who are unhoused have as much a right to vote as anyone. Okay.
As long as they vote for Biden.
As long as they vote for Freeberg. Right now, if someone is unhoused, the only way for them to be manually precincted, then the printer cut off. You know, we got to come up with a way. We got to come up with a way to print alpha news stories for me because they don't print for me.
I copy, paste.
I'm not
Word
doing
document,
that. That's too many steps.
Print. Well, that's the way.
Then you know what? Steps. Go back to 1865 where you belonged.
I do belong there.
I didn't know this. Freeberg plays keyboard and has done so in the Minnesota State Band, the last state band in the nation.
Wonderful.
Huh.
I didn't Wonderful. Know he had a state band.
Wonderful. Maybe he's a rock and roller deep down.
Who knows?
He plays keyboard. I play keyboard.
But yeah, you drive truck.
Hello. Hi. We're glossing over. Go ahead, John.
Well, I was just going to say, I do need to correct something. You cannot vote without an ID in Minnesota.
I bet I could.
No, I'm looking right at it.
What about
right here?
Bringing the heating bill or something? I thought that got you through.
You must provide your driver's license or state ID number if you have one.
But let me, okay, John.
Well, we're giving driver's license to anybody who wants one.
Yeah.
Remember the new driver's license for immigrants will have a note on there, a note, whatever, notation that says, they're not a citizen and can't vote.
You know what you are, John?
One of the first things.
You know what you are? What? Whether you know it or not, you're a man of great faith.
I am.
You're a man of great faith.
As a father,
you know what I
Catholic,
prefer,
yes.
You know what I prefer to think of myself as? Somebody who enjoys the truth as opposed to throwing ideas out there that aren't true.
No, there's a distinction there with a difference.
Okay.
The truth is that these new licenses presumably have some code on them that suggests that the person is an illegal and therefore can't vote.
Correct.
That's the truth. The reality is you're naive to think that would actually be enforced.
Well, then I'd have to think that about every law.
All right. I do think that about every law.
Well,
are you seeing any laws being enforced? Are you seeing gun laws being enforced?
Bingo.
We have more law. See, here's the deal with the Burnsville thing. You can't play the white privilege card because a black guy shot three white guys. So what's the left doing? They're playing the gun control card. We need more gun control. Completely ignoring the fact that there are plenty of laws on the books to rein in illegal gun use.
Which is why he couldn't get his gun permits back.
And Walter Hudson pointed this out yesterday about that very thing. Keep in mind that this new legislation that Walz is introducing, this was one of the ideas that didn't pass last year when those crackpots were passing everything and blowing through the budget, or the surplus, excuse me. Yeah.
Well, this probably passed this year.
Go ahead, John.
This is an issue I actually agree with you guys on. The other one I don't so much.
Yeah. But, okay, I know this is going to...
Do you believe the unhoused should be able to vote, John?
The unhoused?
Yeah. You don't need to have an address.
If they're citizens, sure, I'm fine with them voting.
Well, what? But if you're unhoused and you have a driver's license...
Mm-hmm.
What do you put down?
Oh, wait a minute. I think I'm on John's side. John just made, if you're unhoused and you're a citizen, I can't come up with a reason why you shouldn't vote.
But like Joe just said, then what's preventing, you don't have a residency. You don't have an area that represents you. So how?
Well, your ID or license indicates what state you live in.
How can you read this story and not think, okay, we keep being nibbled to death. We keep continuing to give an area of doubt. And that's the part that I have a problem with.
My license has a address on it.
As far as elections go.
Everybody, even somebody who's homeless, is going to have an ID with an address on it because at some point they lived somewhere.
So instead of 123 Main Street, it just says Main Street.
Start over with the story, Joe. Who is he referring to here? Just the homeless, or is he referring to illegal immigrants that are homeless? What am I missing?
It's being vague on purpose.
I don't think we shouldn't even be having this argument, from what I can tell.
John, could you look up the story and read it to us? Because my printer is...
That's right. We're back to Civil War here.
The chair of the Minnesota House Elections Committee introduced a bill this week that would... the printer went out.
While the committee did not vote on the legislation, Freeburg said he intends to include the bill in a potential omnibus bill later this session. The bill comes on the heels of a historic 2023 legislative session that included party line passage. I'm picking up where Joe left off. Some in the committee question whether language allowing someone registered to vote to include a dwelling location that lacks an address could open polling locations to greater potential for voter fraud. Quote, I am really, really struggling with this language that we are now not requiring a specific address for voting registration, said Representative Pam Altendorf, Republican out of Red Wing. How can you look the Minnesota public in the eye and say, this is fair, it's going to enforce our elections and make them more secure?
And then Freeburg answers
very easily. There are people who are unhoused who have as much of a right to vote as anybody. The provision is included along with a number of other tweaks in the bill related to voter registration statutes that were requested by the Secretary of State's office. Right now, if someone is unhoused, really the only way for them to be manually precincted is to come into the Secretary of State of County Elections office to register to vote, said Nicole Freeman, Government Relations Director for the Secretary of State.
It's so complicated.
Here's the deal. To summarize, voting is also at the heart of the mystery.
Yep.
Nothing has been so tampered with as voting. Voting is turned into a complicated mess. And without it being a complicated mess, the Mysterians cannot achieve their goals. Voting is no longer the quaint American Norman Rockwell civic duty that it once was. It's now all over the map with different rules for different people. Some can go in person, some may, whatever. It's all been thrown up in the air and left in confusion. Secretaries of State who were never heard of in this country, they didn't know who they were. They've become prime players in the mystery to bring this about. I don't care what you tell me. Voting is at the heart. The failed academy, voting, these are the principal building blocks of the mystery.
Wow.
You want to come back with Mr. Hyde?
How about this email from Scott? Here's a better idea. If you don't pay taxes, you don't have a right to vote. If you don't have any skin in the game, you shouldn't be able to play. That's not bad.
I'd even make it, if you're in the military, you get to vote absent. Other than that, I'd make voting day a national holiday, and you have to go to the polls, end of story.
Well, you know what we need is we need somebody like you as Secretary of State instead of that fraud we have in there right now. Yeah. That guy drives me crazy. Anyway, doesn't anybody lie anymore? Here's the deal. I used to live in South Minneapolis by Sibley Park. I'm now unhoused. I'm living in my car over on the rockin' east side of St. Paul. Election day comes. I scrounge up $1.30, put it in the gas tank, drive over to Sibley Park. I vote. I drive back to the rockin' east side. Why is that a problem? I just voted.
Okay.
What's the big deal?
What have you demonstrated by driving back to Sibley Park?
Because that's where I'm registered to vote. I drive to where I last voted,
where
my ID still shows I live, even though I don't.
All right, that's fine.
Just a little lie, big deal. You got your vote in, now you're back to, you know, drinking Lysol.
Yeah, Ricey votes in Prior Lake and Golden Valley.
Yeah. Early vote often. Speaking of paying taxes, I got a great email from Maria. She said, Chris, as we move into this busy tax season, I thought you would like to know one of my experiences with the amazing Linda Keller. In past years, I have used a few tax professionals. When my favorite retired, I struggled to find a tax professional that I believed was really listening to our needs. I finally resorted to doing them myself.
Slow down.
For 3 to 4 years, which gave me more gray hair. Then I heard your ads for Linda Keller. Oh. My God, you are amazing. Well, thank you, Maria. Having become more comfortable with online services and secure portals as a result of the pandemic.
She said that about you?
She sure did.
She said that about Linda.
And your voice, with its dulcet tones, is just so therapeutic to listen to. I thought
you know,
I would
when
give
I
her
tell
a
you
try.
To speak slower doesn't mean you got to get theatrical.
We've never been disappointed by any of the businesses who choose to advertise with GL, and I'm happy to say that Linda is all I look for in my advisor and tax preparer. She is down to earth and easy to work with. Does it make you feel rushed? Talks through concerns and questions thoroughly. Her portal is very easy to use, and Linda is available by email, phone, or whatever you need. Thank you so much, Maria, for your great email, and I'm so glad that you decided to book your appointment with Linda Keller. KellerTaxService.com is the website. Go online and book your appointment today. And Linda also wanted me to mention that, yes, she can do your taxes in another state. So if you're a GLer living in Arizona, Florida, wherever, call Linda. She'll get you taken care of.
What if I'm living in my car over on the Russian east side?
That's a great point.
That's what I was gonna say.
Here's my two notes. I have notes about Linda.
And then when you go vote in Wisconsin, Linda can take care of your taxes over there. It's
Linda
easy.
Will answer questions for you that you didn't know you had, and she'll tell you why this is important for you to know it. And she also won't let you, meaning me, cheat. Because I wanted to write off all of this.
No, can't do
and
that.
And she explained the law to me and told me why I can't and why, you know, don't get in a fight with the state of Minnesota. So it's she keeps me it. Honest. Yep. She's
you
so wrote, awesome.
Wrote some of it, I hope, didn't you?
Anyway, KellerTaxService.com, Joe, if you'd like to book your appointment
doing that
today.
Bleeping believable.
See you later. All right.
Here's a man who spends hours in hardware stores sifting through the nuts and bolts of life.
Hey, get off the phone. Who's doing this here?
Who's doing the carpets? Zero Res is doing the carpets. All month, the Love Your Rug special from Zero Res. What is that? That's three rooms, Zero Resified, starting at just $119, and they'll throw in a free hallway. Dirt and dander, yep, they're in your air ducts this month. $75 is what you're going to take off when you get your air ducts Zero Res clean. Zero Res, they are professionals. They respect your home, they get in and out quickly, and if your carpet has not been professionally cleaned, now is the time to do it. We're only at 30 seconds right now. So 952-ZEROREZ, while the man across from you beats the crap out of his watch.
Where's the second
hand? His little X-Lax Timex watch. I'll tell you right now, Zero Resified. That's what you want with your home. If you own a commercial cleaning, if you're a commercial business, they will come and clean your carpet. Get an estimate right now. What are we at right now? How much time I got left?
I don't know.
All right. 952-0-RES. 17,000 Google reviews and a 4.9 rating. You can't go wrong. 952-0-RES or ZeroResMinnesota.watch.
Oh, John Haidt.
Yeah. Hi, how are you? Thanks, Joe. This news brought to you by North American Banking Company. That shooting that killed the first three responders Sunday in Burnsville, we now know, happened after authorities responded to a reported sexual assault, according to court documents and 911 transcript. A search warrant filed yesterday also indicated that a SWAT team used a drone, finding the suspect Shannon Gooden dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound in the bedroom. Burnsville officers Paul Elmstrand and Matthew Rouge and firefighter paramedic Adam Finseth were killed when Gooden retreated, barricaded himself in a bedroom, and began firing at officers, according to the warrant. A fourth responder, Sergeant Adam Medlicott, was hospitalized. He's been released from the hospital, is recovering at home. The warrant noted that Gooden is believed to have used what they called multiple different guns and refused to cooperate with officers who tried to negotiate his peaceful surrender. 911 transcript of the first call that came into dispatch from inside the Burnsville home happened at 1:50 in the morning on Sunday. In it, the caller asked for police and provided an address. A small section of the remaining brief conversation was redacted, but it showed that the caller references my husband along with the words, "Help me." The calls all took place in about a 5-minute span. Investigators reported 7 kids were inside at home with Gooden at the time. None of them were hurt.
What do you think was redacted and why?
It was a reference to the sexual assault of a minor.
I have my husband's in here raping a child.
Maybe not those words, but something along those lines. And I have a question for you, Lou Gelfand, because you run the paper. What do you feel is the bigger story from what we learned yesterday? The fact that he used multiple firearms or that he was sexually assaulting a minor? What's the bigger story there?
I don't know how you separate the two stories.
What's your lead? What's your headline, I guess, would be my specific question.
The assault.
I'm going with sexual assault. I'm going with sexual assault.
Yeah, not the Star Tribune. The Star Tribune went with multiple guns and didn't mention the sexual assault till 6 paragraphs in.
Well, it's just a dreadful, dreadful scene.
And this had been the rumor since last weekend, and we can be honest now. We discussed talking about that
and
openly.
We chose not to.
Yeah,
Kenny, are you saying that this is direct manipulation of the story?
You know how I am. I don't.
I'm normally with you. That's why I'm asking. Yeah.
I don't know, Chris. But it's. I don't trust anybody or their motives. I don't know.
Starting this summer, you might notice a new fee when you get a delivery. The state putting out an alert yesterday that a 50-cent charge will soon be added to most deliveries over $100. Bruce Neustadt is with the Minnesota Retailers Association. The idea is it helps augment transportation funding because of decline in gas revenues. The fee, which takes effect in July.
A bunch of BS.
The fee takes effect in July. It's expected to raise about $60 million. That money goes to local governments to help pay for road maintenance.
That's not a tax.
Last year, DFL lawmakers said the fee would offset the loss of gas tax revenues because of increased use of electric cars and trucks, and also fund repairs from wear and tear on roads from delivery vehicles. Yes, sir.
I'm back to an elemental thought. Something must happen to a legislator when they walk through the doors of the Capitol. They must become different people. Because once they leave the Capitol and go home, they have to wrestle with what the rest of us wrestle with. The price of food, the price of gas, the kid needs new shoes for basketball, this kid needs $50 to sign up for this program, I got to get this fence fixed in the backyard. But when then, and then the next day they go back through the Capitol doors and they think nothing of dreaming up ways to spend more money.
That's all they do. They're just
I don't get it.
They're not cutters. They're just professional money spenders.
But they have to, they're going to get a package. And if it's $100, they're going to have to pay the 50 cents.
Happy to pay more.
Wow.
It's tough to keep up, isn't it, Joe?
I don't get it.
I don't either.
In your city, Joe, dozens of protesters called for an end to Israeli military strikes in Gaza, and that caused the regular meeting of the City Paul City Council to be interrupted yesterday. The chance of free Palestine and accusations that the council had turned a deaf ear to repeated calls for a written ceasefire resolution is what the protests were about. Council President Mitra Jalali, who's personally supported a ceasefire, repeatedly tried to explain that there was no written resolution prepared and she didn't have the votes lined up to pass one. She said, "I don't make decisions in a vacuum," she added later before leaving the council chamber with the majority of the other council members as protesters broke into chants of "We want a vote." Council member Nelsie Yang, who has said she would support a council resolution, was the sole council member to stay in her chair. Once the protesters had cleared the room to deliver remarks outside City Hall, four council members later came back for their seats to officially close out the abbreviated meeting. Protesters were representing the Anti-War Committee, Jewish Voice for Peace, Women Against Military Madness, American Muslims for Palestine, and the Council on American-Islamic Relations.
Wouldn't it be something if this all-woman, all-diverse bunch of socialists on the city council got so sick and tired of having to deal with their own kind that they became garage logicians?
Yeah. Oh, that's there's no chance.
Oh, they're, but they, yeah, their own kind. Their happen. Own kind are going to drive them nuts. They did last night.
This is so absurd. This is just absolutely absurd.
These idiots think Netanyahu must have a hotline to the St. Paul City Council.
Yeah, and it's it's half the city councils in the country, Such. Yeah, this is going on all over the United States.
I know you can't judge a book by its cover, but I watched a bit of the pro-Palestinian march Sunday on Summit Avenue. I'm not sure there's a lot of sharp pencils in that box.
Were they carrying signs? Did any of them have swastikas on? I mean, this. Let's call it what it is. They hate Jews. Yep. Let's just call it what it is.
No, they've fallen into the oppressor and oppressed trap. The Jews are oppressors.
I see it as being pro-Holocaust. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. They hate Jews.
A Minnesota man has been arrested on suspicion of killing a 31-year-old woman who was beaten, bound, and stuffed inside a refrigerator at her Los Angeles apartment. The 41-year-old suspect, who was on probation for narcotics offenses, was taken into custody at his home in Minneapolis on an unrelated federal warrant, according to the LA Police Department. The man has agreed to be extradited to California to face charges in the slaying of Melissa Mooney. Officers found Mooney dead last September in downtown LA after her family asked for a welfare check because they hadn't heard from her. Blood was pooling under the refrigerator, and the body inside was bound with electrical cords and clothing. The body had blunt force injuries and lacerations. The cause of death was determined to be homicidal violence. Investigators have not disclosed a possible motive or said if the suspect and the victim knew each other.
She must have been a small woman.
Yeah. I'm sorry to jump one story back, but how is this not considered hate speech? Or bordering on hate crime.
What, the Palestinian?
These anti-Jew protests we're seeing. Oh, pro-Palestinian. It's anti-Jew.
It's not hate crime if you're the people voting the current city council into office. That's not hate crime.
A food note, Rook. Told you I had a food note for you.
Yeah, what do you got, babe?
After being closed for 4 years, Annie's Parlor is back, sort of.
Oh.
They're open daily right now from 4 to 8, officially just for to-go orders of malts. Unofficially, however, some customers are being let into the newly refinished dining room to enjoy their malts and being given test runs of burgers and fries as they train new kitchen staff.
He is winding up.
Annie's Parlor is where I had a discovery.
Yes.
Sour cream with French fries.
Ooh,
I never had that before.
You just paid no attention to me, did you?
No. It's food-based. I override.
Annie's override
Parlor,
button.
Annie's Parlor is an excellent
where
burger
is it?
Joint. It's right where the McDonald's is on the University of Minnesota campus.
Yeah.
You go I thought up that stairs. McDonald's was
That's closed.
I think they reopened now. They may have reopened.
Yeah, that was the first place when I moved here that I got a burger. Everybody told me to go there. It was delicious.
Where, no, McDonald's?
No, Annie's Parlor. But accessibility is a problem. You have to walk Easy, upstairs Mishki. To get there.
Matthew.
Yeah.
Top of the tater on the fries. It's,
oh, top. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I would That's do that.
End too. Of it, John. Yeah. Hurry up and go to the next fries? Story.
When's the last time you had a French yeah. fry?
I don't know.
Call me now. What do you got on your
2 days ago when I... That day drinking episode I had.
Yeah,
yeah, a lot of French fries to stamp.
Sop it up.
Got it.
Before we take a break, one media note. It's making a lot of news. Longtime Twin Cities radio guy and one of my former partners in a music podcast I used to do, Brian Oak, has apparently been let go by Cities 97 as iHeartMedia announces changes to that station and KDWB. He'd been working afternoons since November at Cities 97.
Good dude.
Why don't we take a break here and see what Mr. Reavers has for us.
Thanks to all of you who have already made your donation as Garage Logic is helping out our friends at the Frontline Foundation. We launched this yesterday. Thank you to all of you GLers that have lent your support because the Frontline Foundation began as an attempt to help and support our fallen heroes, including law enforcement officers, firefighters, EMS, and the Minnesota National Guard. They provide support to those who died while in the line of duty by giving benefit payments to dependents of fallen first responders. In addition to providing endowments and support for the families of fallen heroes, the Frontline Foundation will underwrite scholarships and training registration costs for frontline personnel, as well as support preparedness training for safety officers in hospitals, schools, and places of worship. If you could, go online right now, click on the banner ad at garagelogic.com to both learn more and to donate. We would really appreciate it. Once again, garagelogic.com, click on the banner ad, Kenny Olson.
That was a very dry and uninspired read. Now, to speak his mind and the truth of what he's really feeling, here's our mayor, Joe Souchere.
We know where you live. We see the size of your house. We know what you're driving. We know where you went on vacation this year. Pony up. Let's go.
Let's
here.
Go.
Let's go.
This is very important to all of us in Gumption County and GL. Write the check.
And call someone.
Do We're not asking.
A favor. Call someone and have them donate. Call a brother-in-law. Call your mom. Call an auntie, whoever.
Take the time. Make the effort. Let's restock their coffers. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah.
Here's a guy.
Oh, you want one of those deals.
Here's a guy that just met Tom. Here's Joe Souchere.
You cannot stop him. He'll just make a move. Joe Souchere.
Positive Thursday at Garage Logic. That normally means we talk to Schoonover. He's not here today. But Mike is our guy at Schoonover Body Works and Auto Care, County E, Lexington, Shoreview. Third generation owner. And usually you'll find Mike in and out of the office, the shop, picking up vehicles, delivering vehicles, supervising the microwave, making sure nobody cooks popcorn in the break room, all of that stuff. Mike isn't with us today, but even better than Mike, and it's hard to believe you could be better than Mike, is his entire staff. If you've ever had the pleasure of dealing with Schoonovers. You know, first, they're going to go to bat for us with our insurance company. You're not going to have to deal with your insurance company at all.
Kenny, I just went through that whole process.
Yeah. Isn't it awesome?
I didn't have to call anybody.
Not once,
they took care
once.
Of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so cool.
Oh,
and then
awesome.
They'll keep us in the loop. So we always know what's going on. And that's when you choose Schoonover Body Works and Auto Care, you're choosing one of the best shops in the Twin Cities. If you think I might be spouting hyperbole, check out some of the reviews online. They're all positive, and you'll find those reviews everywhere about Mike and the crew at Schoonovers. Anything you need for that automobile, you'll find it at Schoonover Body Works and Auto Care. And those body repairs they do, they are guaranteed for as long as you own that vehicle. The official body and auto care shop of Garage Logic, SchoonoverBodyWorks.com.
I would love to give Schoonovers a wonderful review because it would be truthful, but I'm doing no reviews for anybody if the survey makes me do any work. If I have to give you a password or create some BS, you ain't getting a review from
Let's
me.
Let's go. Yeah,
I don't think anybody expects you to do anything.
Joe wants to give you a review on a Post-it note.
We can't even get you to print something off the internet.
Well, he doesn't.
Internet.
He's embarrassed about his password. Mama likes it hot.
Yeah. John, continue.
In other news, by the way, you might hear a dog bark on occasion here, too, so don't be frightened if you do. A number of Americans dealing with cellular outages on AT&T, Cricket Wireless, Verizon, T-Mobile, and others service providers today. AT&T had more than 73,000 outages around 9:30 this morning in locations including Houston, Atlanta, and Chicago. Cricket Wireless had more than 13,000. Verizon had more than 4,000. T-Mobile had more than 1,800 outages, but they said they did not experience an outage. It said their operation was going normally, but apparently it was reflecting customers who were trying to attempt to connect to users in other networks. Some iPhone users have seen SOS messages displayed in the status bar of their cell phones. So far, no reason given for those outages. Story you talked about earlier, Joe. President Joe Biden announcing yesterday his administration was canceling $1.2 billion worth of student loans for almost 153,000 people. Biden, undertaking a three-day campaign swing through California, made the announcement yesterday as part of a new repayment plan that offers a faster path for forgiveness. The U.S. leader had last year pledged to find other avenues for tackling debt relief after the Supreme Court blocked a broader plan to forgive $430 billion in student loan debt. Latest announcement applies to people enrolled in a repayment program known as Savings on a Valuable Education, or SAVE. It covers those who borrowed $12,000 or less and have been repaying that money for at least 10 years. Federal judge yesterday affirming that $5 million arbitration award against MyPillow chief executive Mike Lindell. You might remember this. Remember, Mike said if anybody can prove that I'm wrong, he would give them $5 million.
Yes.
Well, a fella took up that challenge and proved him wrong. His name was Robert Zeidman, and a judge ordered Lindell to pay Zeidman $5 million. But Lindell said he will not pay him, and he also now once again has filed another appeal of that. He's also the subject of a $1.3 billion defamation lawsuit filed by Dominion Voting Systems in the District of Columbia. It says he falsely accused the company of rigging the 2020 presidential election.
He got himself a hole, he dug deeper, didn't
right
he?
In the kitchen.
Yeah. Trial is set to be held today to determine if a black high school student in Texas can continue being punished by his district for refusing to change his hairstyle, which he and his family say is protected by a new state law in Texas. That law prohibits race-based hair discrimination. At issue is whether Daryl George's months-long punishment for violating the school district's dress code policy limiting the length of boys' hair violates the Crown Act, which is what that law is called. The bench trial is being held before State District Judge Chop Kane III in Anahuac after the Barbers Hill School District filed the lawsuit. The Crown Act, which took effect in September, prohibits race-based hair discrimination and bars employers and schools from penalizing people because of hair texture or protective hairstyles, including afros, braids, locks, twists, or Bantu knots. The Barbers Hill School District said George's long hair, which he wears in tied and twisted locks on top of his head, violates the dress code because it would fall below his shirt collar or eyebrows if it were let down. D- district has said other students with locks comply with the length policy.
Two things. That kid's hair is the least of that school district's problems.
Yeah.
And two, the kid typically never intended to obey the dress code. Just well, another, so another rule they're, to ignore.
Right. It's absurd. The rule is absurd. If you want to make a difference, ban the man bun. Yeah. You look like a ridiculous fool. And while you're at it, turn your baseball hat around. What are you, 12?
And pull your pants up.
Right. Who cares if the dude has dreadlocks or an afro or anything else? That's the least of your worries. What are you, a pro-slavery down there? Yeah. Get over it, you idiot.
Johnny, I apologize. Wow. I was scrambling to find this piece of audio, but Jeremy sent us a clip from the president talking about canceling student debt. Your president, Joe Biden.
My dad used to say, Joey, a paycheck is about more than a job is about more than a paycheck.
Okay.
Put $100 away every paycheck, too.
Joey. It's got the big loan.
It's got the big sign, cancel student debt. And he's just there. I got to hear this one.
What the hell are you even talking about?
My dad used to say, Joey, a paycheck is about more than a job is about more than a paycheck.
You know what I just thought?
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Can I get you some ice chips to chew on?
Hold on. Imagine. They're at the Looney Tunes convention, and they're doing auditions. Now picture him doing an audition to be Porky Pig.
He'd be good.
Okay, you ready? Yeah. Take it from the top, Mr. President.
My dad used to say, Joey, a paycheck is about more than a job is about more than a paycheck.
You guys do know he grew up, right, with a stutter?
Oh, so what?
Wow.
Big deal.
Okay, then. No,
John, you're right. He sounds completely fit to be leading
what
our country.
What famous Oakland Raider defensive back had a terrible stuttering
Lester
problem?
Hayes.
Mean Joe Green.
No, I believe it was
Jack Tatum.
Lester Hayes.
It was Lester Hayes.
Lester Hayes. Like four L's.
Ken.
Okay.
Ken.
God, we're going to hell.
So what?
You guys really are.
John, that's enough. Go get your rifle.
Go talk to Tom.
All right,
Tom.
I'm going to go. I think Tom's waiting for me, so I'll just
see you, Tommy.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Say hi to Larry for us, too. Yeah.
Will you ask Tom?
Larry?
Johnny, do us a favor. Will you ask Tom if he needs any help with his heating services?
No, I won't.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, if he did ask, I would say the only place to get in touch with is Welter Heating. Online at welterheating.com. Such, they got four generations of Welters working on heating units, cooling units, air purification systems. 120 years. And boy, how those things have changed over the years.
Isn't time that flies, just,
time
it?
Flies. They serve the entire metro area. They'll come to your house over there on Main and fix your heating unit if it's making funny noises. It shouldn't make any funny noises. And you can also go to the website, welterheating.com, click on blog. Something does smell. Uh-oh, call Welter. Something does smell
something
unique
dropped.
Here. 612-825-6867, 612-825-6867, welterheating.com, click on the blog icon, and you might have your questions answered for free. Welter. Air condition or heat your shelter with Ray N. Welter.
I'm reading the...
Yep.
Go ahead.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and he feels fine. Joe Souchere.
I'm going to read you a few words from Charles Supersinski. He's a retired physics teacher. After a long career at Gogebic Community College in the UP.
Gogebic,
is it?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Let's see. In 2013, scientists working for the U.S. Park Service, they weren't working for a talk show.
Okay.
2013, scientists working for the U.S. Park Service discovered ancient forests growing in the debris of the Mendenhall Glacier near Juneau, Alaska.
Huh.
Carbon dating the trees found that the ages of the trees coincided with the medieval warm period, the Roman warm period, and the Minoan warm period, all periods warmer than today.
Mm-hmm.
Our local alarmist, apparently the author of this, is writing in response to a fellow who must have written something up on the UP. Our local alarmist claims that July was the hottest on record of any month going back 120,000 years. A statement which is patently false. Checking the records show that it was warmer during the Dust Bowl days of the 1930s and warmer during the warm periods heretofore mentioned. I'm gonna select a few paragraphs from Charles once in a while to the point where I think I want to talk to him. Willard Anger writes, I have used Anderson windows in the past and would certainly do so in the future as they manufacture a superior product, despite the ass-hattery during the ad when Reavers tried to throw us off the other day. In the future, though, I'll specify that neither you nor Reavers does any measuring. Even though you got the fraction question correct, you guys have sketchy histories with math.
Yeah.
He's talking about the renewal by Anderson, a manufacturer of great windows. Right now it's the Acclaim replacement windows. You're not just replacing the windows. You're getting a pretty good home upgrade that'll improve your everyday life, and you're going to kill those drafts because these windows are custom built. They're precision manufactured to within 1/16th inch of your opening for a weathertight fit without any drafts.
Come on.
And it's not just windows. It's patio doors, entry doors. Renewal by Anderson has the best products they have for about 100 or more than 100 years and the best service. Learn more at renewalbyanderson.com/garagelogic or call Renewal by Anderson at 651-705-6931. And it's Renewal by Anderson who brings us only because. They bring us the only because. Now, I worried about the Lymans, and I emailed Tom today. Are you guys okay? And he emailed back, yeah, we got tied up yesterday. It was Jessica's birthday, and they had guests arriving, and they were just living it up. And before you knew it, the day was over. They went to the Sphere. In Vegas.
Oh, I love that.
They went to the Sphere.
I'm excited to see that.
But they're okay and everything's great. It was on this day.
Joe, I believe today is February 22nd.
In 1855, the Mississippi, Pillager, and Lake Winnipegoshish brands, bands of Ojibwe, signed a treaty ceding to the U.S. government a major portion of heavily wooded north central Minnesota, in which lumbering companies had expressed a keen interest. The treaty established reservations at Leech Lake and Mille Lacs.
Huh.
It was on this day.
2 years ago, it was 2/22/22.
Right. On this day.
2/22/24.
In 1861, Minnesota celebrated George Washington's birthday as a legal holiday for the first time. Hmm. And finally, what happened on this day in 1980?
Oh, my God.
Easy answer.
The miracle. Let's go.
The United States Olympic hockey team defeated the Soviets in a match that became known as the Miracle on Ice.
Yep.
And 44 years ago.
And you left early.
No, I did not. I did not. I stayed late.
I think it was Dan Wenasota.
He did. I was just going to bring that up. He retweeted your article from 1980, and I read it this morning.
Yeah.
Damn, you used to be good.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah. Now you're writing about taxes, sidewalks getting shoveled.
No, but honestly, look up Dan Wenasota. In fact, I think I retweeted it. It was a really good piece, Joe, seriously.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. yes, it was.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Brilliant. Hey, you'll be proud
Royce
of me.
Royce is pissed off about it to this day.
Because he wasn't there?
Yeah.
But you'll be proud.
He didn't cover the Olympics.
No, he was probably at spring training.
You know what? He might have been on his secret government mission.
So
You'll be happy to know, after I read that piece, guess what I played for the boys eating breakfast before school?
I don't know.
The great Herbie Brook speech.
Oh, yeah?
Before the game.
Do you have it on tape?
Well, no, it's in the movie, I guess, from the movie.
Oh, I see, yeah.
But it was, what a great speech.
Take it to your grave.
Before you wrap it up, you guys are math geniuses. Can you tell me another way of saying 4/16?
Yeah.
2/8.
Or?
Maybe just
a quarter.
quarter.
One over four.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah.
Well played, Ken.
I knew it was something like that.
Kenny, well played.
Two eights.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's the
same. It'd be 1/4, wouldn't it?
That's how tight those Anderson windows
damn
are.
Close.
Let's
Two eights. Where do I come up with that BS?
There we go.
You'll take it to your bleeping grave. You know what? If you can't get enough of Garage Logic, then you should join the thousands and thousands and thousands of GLers who have found us on YouTube. All you got to do is just search for the Garage Logic podcast and subscribe for near daily content, including behind-the-scenes content, full segments, and video shorts. That's Garage Logic podcast on YouTube. It's there for you, Cha.
I love the Cha. Good promo.
Thursday, Cha?
No. Hell yes. Let's do it.
It is time once again that we pick up that phone. We make that call to our guy, Mr. Money Talk. Josh Arnold is with us once again here in Garage Logic, and now's the time for you to do the same. So do not delay. Pick up that phone and do exactly what I did and dial 952-925-5608. That number once again is 952-925-5608. You call that number, you get Josh, and he is there for you for that straight talk, never ever sugar-coated advice, and he will always give you that no obligation 48-minute financial consultation. And he's on the line with us once again here in Garage Logic. And boy, Josh, I know you've got a lot to get to today because you'd like to touch on AI, once again, the Fed, and one of your favorite brands, Apple, has a new sports app.
Let's just start with sports because we love sports. Yesterday, there's some ways you can vent and utilize artificial intelligence in looking at some of these sports applications. Maybe some of the teams are going to start using artificial intelligence to go through all the stats on ball players of all types or other athletes to come up with some of the better lineups or optimized training using artificial intelligence. Doctors are starting to use that in their training. That's going to save a lot of time and hopefully make doctors, we'll say, better performers. This wave, artificial intelligence, to me, which is the Internet 3.0, is really a big thing, and it's going to hit all kinds of companies, and it's going to cause people to upgrade over a period of time, of course, a lot of the hardware and software that they have. And in upgrading all those items, you can look at both the guts of AI, so we'll say chips, and then software associated with that, and then the actual boxes that you or I use and or buy. So we start with some of the chips. Leading company in generative AI is currently NVIDIA. Now, this stock is very pricey on a price-to-sales basis and was, before their latest earnings report, very pricey on a price-to-earnings basis. Yet, the company continues to surprise and really outperform. So they are, we'll say, the leader right now in chips, particularly high-speed chips that are being sold not only to data centers, but also to companies like Meta, also known as Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Microsoft, among others. Their chips had been advanced earlier because of gaming, so they have the highest speed chips available, and then they are being competing with them, but that's still going to take a while, is advanced micro devices. Both of those stocks have moved up today. Both, to me, are still expensive, at least on a price to sales basis, if not a PE basis, though with NVIDIA's earnings report, their forward PE for the balance of this year and next year has come down significantly. That stock is now at an all-time high and is now the third largest company by market capitalization behind Microsoft and favorite Apple. If I go to the next step after chips, you're going to start looking at the use of software. Microsoft, Google, Facebook, Amazon, favorite Apple. Apple is coming up with a product that will probably be released later this year. And my guess, it's going to be somewhere around June with their Worldwide Developers Conference. And speaking of Apple, they introduced a free application, Apple Sports, which will compete with Google Sports and give Apple an additional foray into live sports by providing live score updates, lineups, and that can standings, et cetera, and that can lead in to other sports-related tie-ins. I start looking at that, and boy, there's a lot of opportunity there. And my guess is sometime in the future that you can have the free app, but if you want additional services, well, that could be another source of revenue for Apple. Apple does remain my favorite company, though it's not without risk. After I've got the software companies, you've got the hardware. Now you're going to start, where do you go to buy the boxes? And particularly if you're going to upgrade your equipment, you're going to go to a company like Best Buy, which is still the only, we'll say, electronics-only store still standing. And Best Buy right now is down at a very low valuation on price to sales and even price to earnings. There are plenty of issues, of course, related to Best Buy, but they do pay a dividend, and they should be on that wave when people start upgrading, whether it's later this year or next. And then, of course, you've got Amazon, you know, sells a lot of product as well. Or there'll probably be people that'll just go out and buy the parts and build their own product. And then I look at some of the other companies that are going to be utilizing AI or AI software to help you or help provide better services. Well, that can include some of my favorites that are already using these products, including some of the airlines that help for travel, companies like Airbnb or Expedia or Bookings.com. And one company which does report tonight, and of course I've got to bring this up, companies that have been making a lot of money need to mention four initials, AITS, company that combines those, live entertainment, which has Ticketmaster. And of course, there are going to be some interesting things to hear from them when they report and hear how Taylor Swift's ticket sales went. As to the Fed, just remember, higher for longer. And anytime somebody talks about cutting rates, I don't think it's going to happen until after the election. Anything before that is just to show the Fed's power.
Excellent advice, as always, Mr. Money Talk. You heard him, GLers. Now's the time for you to pick up the phone and make the call for that free, yes, I said free, 48-minute financial consultation by dialing 952-925-5608, where you always get straight talk and never, ever sugar-coated advice. Josh, once again, thank you so much for the time and the chat. Have a great rest of your day, a fantastic weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
One next thing, Amazon becomes a member of the Dow Jones on Monday, replacing Walgreens.
Very good. Talk to you then, Josh.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Chris Reavers is a paid endorser.